He's our voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Dr. Brown, it's been a busy week. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Melissa?
I'm fine.
That's convincing.
Loaded
answer.
It is. Honestly, I think I hope I'm with a lot of other people still trying to wrap my mind around whether you agreed with it or not. The fact that like one judge essentially could totally change everything. And what I'm talking about, of course, is that the mask mandate for transportation is gone.
Right.
I'm still trying to wrap my mind around how that's a possibility, but I mean, it happened. So here we are.
For those who remember, it's like the 2000 election. It's just one vote, right?
Right. It's very interesting. Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, just one vote. It's interesting. I'm still trying to figure it out. I know it's been explained to me at least four times, at least, but I'm still like, one person. Wow. Okay. As I mentioned, regardless of if you agree with it, if you don't agree with it, I mean, I guess I should ask you. You're the professional. But it's here, and I'm wondering if you think it's a good decision or not. So, yeah, I would like to know your opinion on it. Were you shocked about it?
So I wasn't shocked. You know what? I got to tell you, over the last couple of years, I'm usually not shocked by a lot now.
Nothing throws me anymore.
it's just absolutely, I mean, it's just crazy. And you're absolutely right. Having one person, you know, say, okay, it's gone. And that's it. The next day, it's no longer there.
What is this world?
I think this is where it comes to a lot of black and white that we have to deal with, you know, to say, you know, why do we have to be mandated to do something anyways?
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do, but now everybody sort of knows, you know, masks prevent the spread of infection. And if you don't believe that, then talk to people who now have the flu. I know why they're getting the flu. I just wish instead of doing a sort of, okay, now it's, you know, it was there and now it's not, I just wish there could be, and the term for me this week is de-escalation.
Yes.
You know what? We escalated, and then now we need to de-escalate. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not one day you have a mask, the next day you don't. It's sort of, okay, what makes sense? You know, how do you prevent things from happening? And even, interesting, even sort of the, you know, the artists, musicians, et cetera, or actors, you know, just basically saying, you know, if you're going to come to my concert, you know, this is the requirements to prevent the spread of infection. I kind of like that, you know. That's not a bad thing.
Right. I mean, I agree with you. I think once mandates, and I understood in the beginning why we needed mandates, because it's like rules. Look, it's like you got to give your kids rules before they can figure out what the right thing to do is as an adult.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I understood why we had them. I do think mandates make people rebel. Essentially,
yes.
I think it just makes people go, well, now I'm going to stick it to you because there's no mandate. So you can't arrest me now.
I would have done it. But if you tell me to do it, I'm definitely not going to do
it.
Right.
You know, like the logic, I think, goes out the door. And I was just having this conversation with someone the other day who, they don't like the mandate. I get it. I don't love being told what to do either. I'm with you there. I get it.
Right.
But I got to be honest with you. Like we've got a trip to Hawaii in 2 months at the end of June. Mm-hmm. And I said to my family, I said, I'm wearing a mask for the whole trip. No, you're not. Yeah, I am. I'm not sitting on a plane without a mask ever again. I can't believe it took a pandemic for me to be smarter as a traveler. And that's not to knock anybody. But, you know, you sit here and you learn a lot during the pandemic. You learned an awful lot about health when you maybe didn't even want to. But
sure.
I have never in my life, Dr. Brown, gone on a trip that involved a plane without getting some kind of sniffle, sore throat, something. And I could
Absolutely.
Never figure out why. I always thought maybe I just shouldn't travel. But like that's silly. And
it's actually interesting, Melissa, because if you look at it from even the standpoint of going on a trip. So before you go on the trip, it's going to stick in your mind. Do you really want to be sick? Do you want to get sick before you go?
Exactly.
You don't want to do that either.
Exactly. That's what I mean. And that's just it. I'm talking like I didn't return with the illness. I'm saying I'd go down and maybe a day later I'd be like, why can't I smell? I can't smell it. I'm all stuffed up and it would drive me insane. And And no, I'm sorry to put a piece of cloth over my mouth and nose for 9 hours or however long the trip. I don't care. I really don't. I don't care. I just want to be able to enjoy it. And I think, you know, everybody can do whatever they want. But I know for myself, I don't want to get sick. So I think that's what's frustrating is as soon as a mandate goes away, I think there's this correlation that, okay, so all illness, and I'm not even talking COVID, I'm talking all illness
right.
is gone,
right.
It never happened. And I don't know how, at this point, you could break that stigma. Like, I'm not sure how we could do that.
Yeah, and I don't know if we necessarily can. And it is unfortunate because if we are too, I guess, draconian on not wearing masks, that we're going to see an uptick and then we're going to have to mandate it again and have to wear masks again. I think using that logical and we are seeing, you know, a little bit of an uptick. It isn't, you know, warm enough for people to be outside. It's still cold. People are still inside, you know, masks are coming off and we're seeing an increase. So more of these sort of endemic cases.
We're talking this morning to Dr. Brown. Big announcement this week with any travel with air. And that's the other thing, too, Dr. Brown, which I didn't know if you could comment on, that the mask mandate went away for airlines, essentially. But if you go to airports, every airport has their own decision if they want to keep the indoor mandate. And that's so confusing for travelers,
right.
Which is why I also wish we had just communicated it differently, because you've got people who are like, all right, I don't have to wear a mask on a plane. Great. But you got to get to the plane, guys. And if you walk into an airport that still has it
exactly.
in place, like, what do you do?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very
Which
confusing.
Is funny because from an epidemiologic standpoint, it actually makes more sense to wear a mask on a plane.
On the plane than in the
airport.
Than
it does in the airport.
The
I mean,
thing.
The airport, listen, you're crowded. I mean, it is crowded, and there's a lot of people that are potentially close to it. But, you know, there's a lot more volume of air.
Yeah, I was going to say, higher ceilings.
And sunlight and et cetera that are there
right.
that you're, you know, making it less likely that you're going to get an infection versus, you know, a plane where you're sort of tight fit. And again, there's filters and whatnot that are there, but you're really close to each other.
I mean, yeah, that ceiling's like really low and you can't open the windows and, you know, it's
exactly.
It's you're very close, very close contact. So
very, very close.
Good Lord. It's very confusing. Dr. Brown is here from Griffin Health. We're talking about COVID. Dr. Brown, I noticed that New York, specifically New York City, is seeing an uptick in COVID cases, especially
right.
for our commuters who work there, for people who go in and out of there pretty often. Anything you want to let them know about? I mean, I'm not sure if they should be. Metro North still is requiring the masks on the subways and on the trains, but anything that they should be thinking of when it comes to New York City and the fact that it is literally bordering us? Are you worried about that?
I'm not worried about it. I mean, listen, I think these metropolis areas, you're going to expect to see it. I mean, it just makes sense that you have, you know, closer contact. You know, if we are relaxing and kind of taking the mask on and off, you know, that's sort of one of those things that I would expect to see a little bit of an increase. I'm not worried that we're going to all of a sudden have this huge, you know, outbreak in New York City like we did in, you know, in March of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case at all. I think we're going to see isolated outbreaks. And I think, you know, certain buildings and areas, I think you just need to be careful. I think you need to be careful over the next, you know, 6 months until we sort of have a better idea of what is going to happen as COVID sort of goes away or sort of goes into the background. It will never go away, but it'll go into the background.
What about, though, international flights? So I get it. We got rid of the mandates on flights and everything. But what I find a little concerning is, you know, the reason we got COVID is because it came from another country. And unfortunately, there are other countries that are still knee-deep in COVID. I mean, they're still in
great,
where
that's a
we
great,
were.
That's a great question, Melissa.
Yeah.
And the answer is that, you know, listen, I don't know. Again, I don't know the legalities of the you know, lifting the mask mandate on transportation. I don't know if that also is truly international. And if it is international, does it matter where the airline is domiciled? You know, you might be getting on different airlines that say, you know, that are not U.S. based, and does this have the effect on them? I would, you know, as it goes from international, I think as we discussed, I'm still more comfortable wearing a mask, especially international travel. As far as I'm aware, we haven't lifted the testing mandates. I did not hear anything about that, so we were still testing before.
Yeah,
so
I don't know about that either.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
I didn't hear anything about that. So there's still a testing mandate to go in and out of the country for the U.S., so which is actually a good thing. But the concern is you know, as these countries, you know, some of the, you know, as these countries have outbreaks, significant outbreaks, you know, that didn't happen before, the concern goes back to, you know, if they're having outbreaks and a lot of people are getting it, is there going to be a new strain?
Mm-hmm.
And that's always a risk.
Yeah.
The more people who are unvaccinated, the more people who get infected, the more likely that you're going to get a new strain. If you get a new strain, then what's it going to be? It is very unlikely that it's going to be a strain that's going to be more, it's going to be more deadly, but it could be more infectious. That means we're going to see it more, but it's not going to cause a lot of hospitalizations and death if you've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I know I always say that, but just so everyone's clear, the vaccination is the key. So if you get Omicron or Omicron BA2 or any of the newer ones that are more infectious but not as, you know, but not as pathogenic, that actually really fits for people who have been vaccinated. Those who have not been vaccinated still are at risk of having this immunologic effect after, usually about a week after, which could lead to severe respiratory failure and death.
Okay. We're chatting with Dr. Brown this morning. For people who do test positive, is it still the same that you maybe won't see symptoms maybe that first day? Like we noticed, you know, with the governor, for example, when he tested positive, he's like, I feel fine. And then it wasn't until the next day that he's like, oh, I feel lousy. And I'm wondering, you know, even though he is fully vaccinated and double boosted, actually, is that the case that it's like you may not even really know, like even if you have a symptom or something, or I guess if you're asymptomatic,
that is absolutely what we're seeing. Is we're seeing a combination of sort of both. We're seeing people who test and then they end up testing positive. So we've actually had several travelers who tested and they test positive, and they feel fine, and then the next day they don't feel so well.
Mm.
We've also had people who have actually felt unwell, tested, and tested negative. And this does have to do with that home test. The home test, you need to be really careful about it because it can be false positive or false negative. So you just need to make common sense moves. If you don't feel well, then you need to stay home until you're feeling better. So that is out there. But yes, that is a concern. And we are finding that people who do get COVID, the majority of the people, and again, mostly vaccinated, the majority of people are getting mild symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
Which is good, right? Because you want to make sure that, you know, you don't want people to be sick.
Right, of course.
But it's bad because if you don't feel that bad, then you may be out in the world,
right,
you know, kind
it.
Of ignoring it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're spreading it. Again, good or bad on that aspect, but we want it. But since we're all sort of monitoring or watching, I mean, that leads to, you know, people missing work and, you know, our economy sort of suffering because of it.
Dr. Brown, COVID's not going anywhere, right? Like, this is for life.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And the reason I say that is because I feel that that has not been publicly said. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, you know, going back to even mask mandates and things like that, no, I don't think people want to be told what to do. But I think there's this perception that COVID is going away. And I think there needs to be a difference between a pandemic might be going away, but the actual COVID and everything you learned in 2 years is not going away. And
That's
I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why I was bringing it up, because I feel like nationally, no one has really come out and said, this is with us for life, guys. COVID's here.
It is. We lost the opportunity to eliminate it. SARS-1 in the early 2000, we caught it, we eliminated it, and we never saw it again. SARS-CoV-2, that's COVID-19, that's going to be with us. It's basically forever. Now it's going to be part of it. Yeah, it's going to be part of normal cycles. We think that it'll probably be more seasonal. You never know. You know, things do vary on season, but it's likely to be more seasonal. And it'll probably fit in more like we would expect with a regular coronavirus. You remember the initial name of this was the novel coronavirus?
Yes.
So it's actually a different type of coronavirus. It's a B instead of an A coronavirus, because coronavirus is actually very common. 40 to 60% of people who develop acute exacerbation of COPD, so a bad lung infection when they have some lung issues, 40 to 60% of those can be related to coronavirus.
So it's
actually already there, and now we're going to have a better understanding of infectious diseases now. Because people are going to hear more. You'd be surprised at how many questions I get about a bunch of different type of viruses. Well, what about RSV? What about human metapneumovirus? What's the difference between influenza A and influenza B? You know, what is this parainfluenza, paramyxovirus? There's tons of viruses, so you can imagine that now we're finding them, and unfortunately, the answer is a lot of times we don't have a treatment for it, except for flu. COVID-19, and actually we can treat RSV, which is usually in children.
Interesting. I just wanted to put it out there, because I think that's really the message. Bar anything, like, sure, there's no mandates, and maybe we'll have cases go up and down, but at the end of the day, like, COVID's here. So
exactly,
you can't just throw it all out the window.
Yeah, and if you want to try to avoid getting sick from COVID or anything else, we know that washing your hands, wearing a mask, and just to sort of throw this out there also, Melissa, is that I think we're seeing the flu a little bit more is because COVID really is a face-to-face sort of virus.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so you have that mask on, and that mask protected us.
Mm-hmm.
Flu is face-to-face, but it's also fomites, so actually surfaces that are contaminated.
Sure.
So if we're not washing our hands, then we're more likely to get the flu.
Oh, yeah. No, so. I mean, I won't say who it is, but I literally got made fun of the other day that I still sanitize my whole my desk and everything in here. I sanitize the studio every single day. And
you're preventing it from the flu.
I don't want to get sick. Good Lord.
I don't
want to get anything. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You have races to run.
Races to run. I gotta go travel. I gotta go where you went not too long ago. I gotta get the Galapagos.
Absolutely.
I mean, how can I go to the Galapagos if I'm sick? I'm just saying.
You can't. That's
good,
right.
Good Lord, I tell you, Dr. Brown, thank you so much. I appreciate the extra time this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
My pleasure, Melissa. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.